This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the GOP's effort to reform policing following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Scott says the bill calls for more police training and would reduce funding for departments that don't ban chokeholds. With the federal government now leaving it to states to address the risks from COVID-19, some states are seeing cases surge since reopening their economies. Initially a key player in the federal response to the pandemic, the nation's most well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he hasn't even been in touch with the White House for a while.
I spoke with him when we made the presentation to explain to him our vaccine development efforts. So it was 2 weeks ago.
He was speaking on NPR, and this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We told you at the top of the news that U.S. Senate Republicans are working on a police reform bill. Well, President Trump yesterday signed a new executive order concerning police reform.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president speaking there during an event in the Rose Garden, Democrats quickly said that his executive order doesn't go far enough. The Trump administration says a former top official has gone too far. The Department of Justice now taking John Bolton to court to try to stop the release of his upcoming book. It's due for release next week. The Trump administration wants a federal judge to halt the publication of the former National Security Advisor's memoir titled The Room Where It Happened, and it wants the destruction of all copies that have already been sent out, claiming there's classified information in it. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In Mississippi's second largest city, the state flag with its Confederate emblem is no longer flying at City Hall after a unanimous vote by the Gulfport City Council to replace it with that state's first official banner, the 1861 Magnolia flag. The Aunt Jemima Syrup and Pancake Mix brand making major changes. Quaker, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, making the announcement that it's getting rid of the logo and changing the product's name. It comes as symbols seen as racist have been coming under more and more intense scrutiny after weeks of protests after the death of African-American people at the hands of police, including George Floyd. The so-called Pancake Mammy was originally created in the 19th century based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green. Although the image was updated in the latter half of the 20th century to look more like a modern homemaker, critics say it still features a racist connotation, and that includes the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old minstrel song. It was performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching both that image and the name is part of a larger effort to, in the words of a statement, make progress towards racial equality in the United States. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live.
Oh, we can't give up, huh? And we can't grow weary in fighting the good fight. Hang in there. And with us right now to spur us on, John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America. Hey, Mr. John, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fine. How are you doing? watching all the developments, and I'm very concerned about the future of the country.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the big things that happened, John, and you as a constitutional attorney, what was it about this latest SCOTUS decision that, you know, that Gorsuch had to go back to 64 and reinterpret? And what he has created here is going to turn into a windfall profit for attorneys because, you know, let's bring on the lawsuits and all these unintended consequences. And I have this sense that we've entered into an, you know, kind of a reminder of what Roe v. Wade brought us. You know, on the surface, you know, most people didn't like it. Something the Supreme Court, you know, did outside of their purview. And here we've been living with, you know, the increasing numbers of murdered babies. I mean, what are we going to end up here? You know, when you talk about trying to hold on to these core values that are foundational to our country, and they're eroded here with this one decision.
One decision that says that government agents can basically do what they want to do. They can kill people. It's gotten so scary. You know, people, there are a lot of cases we don't hear about, like the Duncan Limp case in Maryland, who was shot, and he was a Second Amendment advocate.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot through the window by the police in his bed with his girlfriend. And it was during the, about 2 months ago, and his family wanted to demonstrate in front of just 2 or 3 people with their mask on in front of the city hall, and the police threatened to arrest him and throw him in jail if they did it. But he was executed in his bed, and nobody was held liable for it. And the people who wrote our Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, I'm going to encourage people, go read the Fourth Amendment. It's scary if you see where things are headed. It starts off, I'm just going to read part of it, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
Yeah.
What we're seeing today, and I've seen with a political analysis by the president, by William Barr and all that is, I mean, you have 80,000 SWAT team raids. Kids have been killed. Up to 500 dogs a day are shot by police, and we're not addressing it properly. There are a lot of good people out there, by the way, police officers I've worked with who have contacted me and read my books, and they are really frightened about the future, and we're not addressing what they're seeing. I mean, I had one guy who taught in the police academies, a good policeman, a brided, by the way, had an MIT degree, by the way, but he said he wanted to help out police, so he became a policeman and tried to teach the Fourth Amendment. And he said the police chiefs would turn their back on him because he taught the Fourth Amendment. They wouldn't even talk to him at parties and stuff.
Wow.
It's like it's anti-police. The Fourth Amendment's not anti-police. It's pro-American. It's pro-freedom and all those things. And
exactly.
Crashing through people's doors, these knock-and-talk things they're doing across the country where police arrive in the middle of the night and knock on somebody's door, and people come to the door with a pistol. In Florida, about a year ago, a guy was shot through the door.
Yeah, like you and I talked about that. I mean, here it's concealed carry state. A lot of guns here in Florida. And,
yes.
You know, at 2, 3 in the morning, late at night, early in the morning, it's all dark, and you hear a loud ruckus at the front door. Well, I got to tell you, the majority of Floridians are going to go to that front door with a gun in their hand.
They should, to protect themselves. And that's
exactly.
Why you have the second. That's why you have the Second Amendment. It allows
right.
you to protect yourself.
Right, exactly. Well,
but if you're facing policemen with AK-47s, armored equipment, MRAPs, which are tanks and tires driving up to your place, and I can talk to you about a few of the cases we handle where the police got qualified immunity and other government agents, and it's shocking. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and I want to talk about qualified immunity and what that represents here, because this is one of the things with the reform that the president has been talking about is qualified immunity and what people can expect from that.
The reform?
Yes.
I carefully read the executive order. It does not address a lot of the key issues. In fact, it's going to give more funding to police agencies to do some of this so-called training. But here's the key. And all of this is perpetuated by police unions, which, by the way, are very, very strong. They can direct many who gets elected, many, many elections across the country, state, and federal. It doesn't address the militarized police. I mean, mm-hmm. that is the key. All the people that I talk to that have analyzed the problem, professors and former police officers, tell me that we got to stop the militarized police thing. I had one local police chief who called and said, John, I'm stopping the SWAT team raids in my area, the military stuff. I said, well, what happened? He said that his SWAT team, one of his SWAT teams went into a smash down a door and a cop put an AK-47 to a four-year-old kid's head.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He said, that shocked everybody. He said, we've got to stop this stuff.
Yeah.
But there are 80,000 of those occurring annually. 80% of those SWAT team raids used to be where a policeman showed up to your door, knocked on it to make sure you were the right person. They didn't go through the middle of the night mm-hmm. and all that. And the thing is, the crime rate is at an all-time low in this country of American mm-hmm. citizens. So the question I always ask when I talk to some police is, what are you afraid of? What are people doing? And there have been some... What we're seeing with these protests and the crazy things we're seeing out in Seattle, you know, those are warnings that things are going crazy. But you know, that those are aberrations at this point in time, and things I think that we can fix with proper dealing with police. And
right.
a lot of things I've suggested to police officers to stop things from getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, as you mentioned, you know, in these late night raids and stuff, and, you know, I keep bringing up the psychological impact. You know, what's involved when an officer already is in a heightened position of alert? I mean, sometimes, you know, it doesn't take much, even with all the training. I mean, we're human.
No.
We can get yippy. And, you know, next thing you know, you've maybe unintentionally touch the trigger, and people get killed, they get harmed as a result of this. And I know it sounds, you know, people think, well, Bill, you know, police officers, law enforcement, they're trained better than that, and they're better. Again, they're human beings. It's just like, you know, what happened the other night in Atlanta. Here you got a big guy, and this is the other thing that I say to people, you know, is interesting, because Chris Wallace over the weekend said, well, my dad never had the talk with me. Well, your dad should have had the talk with you. And how to respect, you know, authority and police. But the other thing, especially if you happen to be a man of size, you know, just like what happened in Ferguson with Michael Brown. He's a big boy. He was like 250 pounds. The guy just wrestled with the police, you know, fired off a round in the police unit, walks away, and then comes and charges the police officer. Well, what is the police officer going to do, you know, with somebody that's so out of control? But, you know, the point is when you have a certain amount of size as a person and a police officer is trying to measure, you know, the threat level, I got to believe that size, you know, comes into play in terms of the judgment that any human being would make when trying to assess the threat level, don't you think?
Yeah, one key here, though, any of this is using non-lethal weapons, which is in the executive order, which I think is a good idea.
Exactly. We're going to go to quick break. More from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, is with us, John Whitehead. John, as we were talking offline here, you know, and I think you're exactly right, is that what is required, because we need to have an independent you know, look-see and a commission on this to where we can kind of extract it from the emotion. There's lots of emotion right now. We've said repeatedly, you know, some of the worst decisions I've ever realized in my life is when emotions are running high. We don't need to be making decisions right now when we're so hypersensitive and emotionally responsive to all this outrage. But the bottom line, set the emotion aside, people want something better, John. And how are we going to get there?
Well, I think we're going to have to, listen, we supposedly live in a representative democracy, and I keep telling people, when you live in that, the Constitution starts with we the people. We the people are the bosses. And when we talk about the police being the law enforcement and all that, we're really the law enforcement people. We are the people in charge. We pay the bills. And law enforcement officers need to be trained to treat us as if we are with dignity and worth. We're not some kind of insect they can walk up and throw down and put their foot on our necks. They should not be doing that. They shouldn't even think like that.
Exactly.
And SWAT team raids in the middle of the night, shooting people, kids getting killed. I mean, those are outrageous. Former veterans now being shot in their homes because the police crashed through. They're in the wrong home in a lot of cases. And they're shooting veterans who are in the hallway who have a rifle protecting their family.
Well, what's the number, John, in terms of wrong, you know, the knock at night, you know, type of raids? Do we have an idea how many missed the mark?
They are, geez, we don't have any exact percentages. Again, that's another thing I hope this executive order will do. It's supposedly going to get statistics on what's happening here and there. Mm-hmm. We do need that. We don't have that now. But in the cases I read about, I mean, there's a good percentage where they're in the wrong place because they do sweeps. In Arizona, there was a decorated veteran. The police were doing a sweep hunting for marijuana in a neighborhood, and they were crashing through different homes, and they went into this one guy's home, and there was no marijuana in the home. He didn't do marijuana. They shot him in the hallway. He had his gun. He put his kid and his wife behind him in the closet and stood there, and they shot him. They shot 70 times and killed him, and no marijuana in the home. So there are a lot of cases, Duncan Limp getting shot through the window.
Yeah, you mentioned.
All these, there's tons of cases like this. I've written about it. People can go to our website and sign up and get my articles and stuff, and we keep people informed on what's going on. But, you know, since 2015, police kill over 4,500 people in this country.
Right.
And mass shootings kill 334 people. So there are a lot of people getting shot, and you didn't see this when I was growing up in the 1960s. If somebody got shot by a policeman, when I was growing up, one or two happened across the country in a year, and it was sometimes considered a scandal.
Yeah. What's happened, John? Why such an increase from then to now?
Money, 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 money. It's all the money that's been flowing down to police with the MRAPs, the sniper rifles, all the equipment they have. They have amazing. I mean, when I was growing up, a lot of policemen didn't even carry weapons. I mean, it was Andy Griffith.
Right,
now,
exactly, yeah.
And the country's not anymore, supposedly, from reading these statistics, is not any more dangerous than it is now. The FBI says that the crime is at an all-time low in America.
Right.
And the murder rate is the lowest since 100 years ago in this country, generally. And there's been a 75% decrease in police officer line of duty deaths since 1970, according to a recent study.
Right.
So it's all in the training, and that's where all this has to be addressed. Are we going
training and monitoring, John, because once you've trained them, you've got to make sure that they're being accountable, that you don't have some loose cannon out there who all of a sudden has gone sideways because, you know, for any reason of life that would happen to somebody to send them off edge and, you know, meanwhile, they've got a badge and a gun and they're suddenly emotionally unstable because life hits them.
And it's how they're trained to view us. That's the key.
Yes.
We, the American people, are the bosses, and they should treat us like that. They should treat us with great dignity. You don't rush up and grab somebody and throw them down on the ground and talk to them. Now, if someone gets out of control, obviously the police can deal with that, but they should be trained. I mean, they're training in a lot of police agencies, these zipper shootings. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I haven't.
They start shooting at the crotch and go up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
That's called zipper training shooting. This is stuff that you're trained to do this in the Army and the military over in Afghanistan. And we don't need that in America because we're seeing what's happening. It's causing a backlash. And it's going to get worse. I mean, and it goes to the training, which is not really detailed in the executive order. And it's like I'm saying, it'd be good if the president would set up an independent commission of people such as myself who are concerned mm-hmm. about these issues, who have yeah. studied these issues, who have written on these issues.
Well, even some of the family, the families that are there.
And
I mean,
the family,
he met with
yeah.
he met with them, and you know, the general consensus was that you know, they had a sense that somebody is listening to them. And again, I think that where we are right now, we've got a great opportunity to go after this, you know, full force and yeah. really do something about it. And now, talk about, you know, we touched on this a moment, and we've got about 3.5 minutes left here. This qualified immunity, what that represents and why the police unions, you know, boy, that's the holy grail for them, isn't it?
That's the holy grail for them, yeah, and it gives the police can't be held accountable for anything they do. In one case we had, it was so ridiculous. It was a Marine that we helped. He was drugged from his home, smashed against the wall, and it was because he was doing anti-Obama Facebook posts. Mm. He was put in a mental hospital. We filed a lawsuit, won the lawsuit, got him out. We filed a lawsuit against the police and the federal agents, FBI and people who did all this, and the courts said they had qualified immunity. They couldn't be held liable because they were just doing their job. But that sounds like some former people I've heard about in former regimes who
yes.
said, I was just doing what Hitler told me to do. I'm
right,
sorry,
exactly.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
But, and again, we should teach some police officers at some point, and some are doing it, just say, no, I have to respect the Fourth Amendment. But here's the key. They need to be trained in the Fourth Amendment, and they're not adequately trained in the Fourth Amendment and respecting the rights of people. The SWAT team raids are terribly egregious. Those should basically be put on the shelf except for exigent circumstances. About 3,000 in the 1980s annually, up to 80,000 now, and the crime mm-hmm. rate's at an all-time low.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're forming a regime here, and that's right. what we need. So what I'm saying is, let's set up a good executive committee here, and let's look at this stuff. And I'm going to, you know, send a letter to the president and suggest that.
I nominate you. I nominate
Tim Scott.
There are a lot
of good people across the country that I don't agree with politically.
Yes,
that would be involved in something like this, and come up with some good guidelines that police agencies would have to follow in order
exactly.
to get funding.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, let me ask you this, and I just got a question text here asking, is there a correlation between the advanced weaponized police and decrease in crime?
Not that we see. Basically, no. It's the way the society, and listen, America's never been a really violent society. It never mm-hmm. has been. It's not that the people in America are not that way, and they never have been. I mean, the education systems have basically tampered down all that, and the churches and the religious institutions. We've never seen a really high crime rate in America. Mm-hmm. Very seldom, no.
Right, right. So
here's the
okay.
thing. If we fear the police, and that's why we're good people, is that the kind of people you want?
No. No, no, exactly.
And we should be teaching our kids and stuff. And I don't see it.
Yeah, because, well, again, it sets up that psychological paradigm. I mean, if we fear them, they fear us, right?
Yeah.
And then we get people.
And they got all the weapons.
Right, exactly. And next thing you know, they've got a knee across your neck. Of course, now the other thing the president addressed is, you know, chokeholds. There seems to be general consensus that chokeholds are outlawed, except if you find yourself in a position that your life is threatened. And, of course, you know, that's where the police unions
Here's
come into
the
play.
Key. They have a whole host of non-lethal weapons. I mean, George Floyd could have been put down with a taser and it'd been all over.
Right. Exactly. Well, John, how can people be in touch with you?
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, and sign up to get our newsletters and our alerts and get education. Education precedes action, folks.
Exactly. Got to wise up, too, ladies and gentlemen. When was the last time you read the Constitution? Sit down. It's a fast read. Absolutely.
And we give out free Bill of Rights pamphlets, folks. You need to read it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are to introduce a police reform bill today, and South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the GOP's effort to reform policing following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Scott says the bill calls for more police training and would reduce funding for departments that don't ban chokeholds. With the federal government now leaving it to states to address the risks from COVID-19, some states are seeing cases surge since reopening their economies. Initially a key player in the federal response to the pandemic, the nation's most well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he hasn't even been in touch with the White House for a while.
I spoke with him when we made the presentation to explain to him our vaccine development efforts. So it was 2 weeks ago.
He was speaking on NPR, and this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, joins us now. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to have our time. I look forward to this every week that we get a chance to meet and talk about the things that are so important. And certainly high on the list has to do with the spending. You know, we have people, you know, I mean, where a government is set up in such a way, I mean, it's a fait accompli. If they can find any way to spend money, I mean, this is the reason why we're $24 trillion in debt. There's no restraint, there's no accountability, and you bring in a good crisis, and boy, let's open up the vault and get the we don't do printing machines anymore, that's so archaic. We just go to the computer and just start sending digits down the line, and before you know it, we've got trillions more just flying out the door, right?
That is exactly right. And we have seen trillions fly out the door already this year in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And now Congress, both the House and the Senate and the White House, are talking about spending even more money. And we're saying, I co-signed a letter with Steve Moore, the economist who also has an organization called the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We signed a letter calling for the spending to stop. It is time that we just say enough is enough, and that's what we're saying right now.
Well, you got Grover Norquist, Bill Bennett's involved, Brent Bozell, Tom DeLay, the former House Majority Leader, Art Laffer. I mean, this is who's who of people that, know how to balance budgets.
That is very true. And we have already had more than $3 trillion that's been authorized for the coronavirus response. Mm-hmm. And now you have the Senate Majority Leader saying that he's willing, Senator McConnell is willing to spend $1 trillion. The White House is calling for spending $2 trillion. And then Speaker Pelosi is calling for $4 trillion. Now, in the normal world, the compromise, there would be a compromise, and the compromise would be somewhere between $1 to $4 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Washington, D.C. What we know from Washington, D.C. is usually you don't compromise in the middle. You just add everything up.
Exactly.
It concerns me that we could wind up looking at another $4, $5, $6, even $7 trillion allocated if we are not careful.
Yeah, Laffer is pointing to something like $10 trillion overall addition to the federal budget. We're already at $24 trillion and counting. This is unthinkable, Jenny Beth.
Right, and that would get us to a point, if it happens, that we would be, for the first time ever, I believe, I may be wrong on that, at 51% of our gross domestic product would be paid for by the government. And that will set our country up for problems. We worry about our children and our grandchildren when we're dealing with debt, and we should. When you start dealing with that kind of gross domestic product, I think that you begin to worry about whether we're going to be okay in the next decade or two, much less are we going to be okay for our children and grandchildren.
Well, I like the letter pointed out that what you're talking about, when we're talking about these trillions of dollars, and when you're up to $10 trillion, you're talking about, adjusted for inflation, what it took to fight the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War One, and World War Two, all combined. This is what we're doing. And we're doing it to ourselves, and we're getting down. I mean, not only our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I mean, this is going down through generations that this is going to impact, Jenny Beth.
That is true. And the greatest generation passed freedom on to us, and or to our parents who passed it on to us, depending on our age. But the point is that we've lived in an era where we have been very free and we've had prosperity in this country. We have had hard times. I've personally had hard times.
Yes.
And I still knew, even when I hit those, that I lived in a country where I could start over and find a way and I found a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're headed into very dangerous territory when we have so much debt, so much government control. We risk not passing freedom and hope and the opportunity for prosperity to our children and our grandchildren. And instead, we're putting them in a situation where they are fearful of the future. They have no hope, and they are despairing in many ways. And a lot of that is very real right now. Mm-hmm. Parents are seeing that in their teenagers and in young adult children, children who are now young adults, because of the lockdowns and what's going on with the lockdowns, and they're looking out at the country going, where's my future? What have I got to look forward
exactly.
to?
Exactly.
Well, we have to correct this.
Exactly. Jenny Beth, you and I mean, we have a lot of hope, we have a lot of faith, and this is what carries us. But looking at the spectrum of humanity out there, and as you mentioned earlier, where there is a loss of faith or no faith and a loss of hope, I mean, what follows is disease, suicide, crime, all this stuff that we're starting to see right now as a result of the lockdown of America. And people need hope. They need a vision. Like in the play of Mice and Men, there was always that recurring vision that Lenny was being, told about, so that he could, he could think about tomorrow and live for tomorrow. And this is what this country needs. And I'm afraid that our leaders have abandoned their job and important role. I think Donald Trump has been trying to do this, but he's getting no help from the media, certainly no help from Joe Biden or the Democrats that can only think to put a stick in his spokes. But, that aside, and to kind of wrap up this particular segment here, is that I like the idea that you're posing here, and that is that, Americans would receive a 7.5% raise in their paycheck immediately if we repealed the payroll tax.
Yes, and we wouldn't be repealing it forever. It would be a payroll tax holiday. We've done these in the past. It would give a bonus right now through the end of the year. It would, the idea is for it to expire at the end of the year. And it also gives businesses a break on payroll taxes during that time. So it's a benefit to employers. It's a benefit to employees. And it would help unleash prosperity and give us a chance, just give us a little bit of time to begin or to continue rebuilding the country now that we're coming out of lockdown.
Right, and rebuilding a country that's been devastated by lootings and fires and angry protesters that we need to get a handle on. You mentioned earlier the coronavirus, and I wanted to get your read on Vice President Pence's letter about there not being a coronavirus second wave.
I've read his letter, and I've been talking to doctors from around the country. There are more cases. That is correct. But today we are doing nearly 500,000 tests a day. Mm. So when you do that many tests, you're going to wind up with more cases. Back in March, we were barely doing 8,000 tests a day. So we're going to see greater numbers because we have the capacity to do more tests, which will give us more to the body of knowledge about the virus, how it spreads, how it moves, how we can fight it. But we also have prepared hospitals. We slowed the spread of the disease and flattened the curve in order to prepare hospitals. We've done that. We've refilled are refilling the emergency stockpile. We have the air bridge to move ventilators and personal protective equipment from one portion of the country to the other. We didn't do all this to eliminate the virus. I would love it if we can eliminate it, but that was not the point. The point was to make sure our hospitals could handle peak capacity, and
exactly.
They can. So we don't need to be alarmed.
Well, we need to get the hospitals back to work again in terms of elective surgeries. How many people are in pain right now, Jenny Beth, that are not getting services all because of this lockdown? I mean, California has been locked down since March the 16th, and there's a lot of elective surgeries. I've spoken with doctors. We're talking about even cancer patients not getting treatment right now because of COVID-19. We have got to move on and you know, do it wisely, and as we've done so far, and continue to learn, because it seems like the learning process will continue as we continue to combat this this virus, right?
That is correct, and people can go to secondopinionproject.com to see some doctors.
Jenny Beth Martin right here. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89%. 9% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, it's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Package start at $39.99 a month for site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, look, and I understand that the pressure is mounting, and you need to have a release. I mean, with all this information that's coming upon you right now, what is happening to our country, it's as if we're being torn apart at the seams here, and you may need to talk and let off some steam. And by all means, I invite you to do that. You can go to our toll-free number, 833-BML-RANT. That's like Bill Martinez Live, BML-RANT. And, you know, get it off your chest. Let us know what your thoughts are. And it's a recorded message. Record your rant. And, hey, look at... You may be hearing yourself right here on the radio. Why not? Justin Danhoff joins us now, the General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. And we're going to be talking about Black Lives Matter. Yes, And what they're really all about. Justin, I almost have the sense that Black Lives Matter is a bit of a Trojan horse, definitely taking advantage of the covering that Antifa is providing for them, because some people look at Antifa and Black Lives Matter say, well, Black Lives Matter is not as bad as Antifa. And that's only if you believe what the mainstream media would want us to believe, right?
Yeah, I think when we talk about Black Lives Matter, there's two main issues to point out. The first is that there are three words, Black Lives Matter, but there's an actual organization, Black Lives Matter. And that organization is terribly troubling. So when I see so many folks throw up the three words, I don't know if they realize they're supporting an organization that has roots in communism and Marxism. And the entire, you know, the Capital Research Center has done some great research on the origins of the Black Lives Matter movement and organization. And the organization was truly, if you look at the folks who founded it, these are folks that are professionals in creating discord.
Exactly.
Professionals in creating angst and societal upheaval. And so it's not a coincidence that Antifa is marching alongside with Black Lives Matter. It's by design.
Exactly. My question is, knowing this, I mean, because this isn't any big secret, Justin. I mean, those of us who have studied this, this has long been known. Why was Black Lives Matter welcomed into the Obama White House some 25 times?
Well, because, you know, President Obama himself lived off of racial discord, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an entire industry. How does Al Sharpton continue to, you know, drive around in limos and fancy, you know, foreign cars? Because the grievance industry pays well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's ever the biggest victim gets the biggest reward in today's society.
Right.
Okay, and it's perpetuated by the media because that's how the media gets money as well.
And that's how Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the rest of the ilk is that they carve off a piece of the top of the grievance money, right? I mean, this is a business that they've created for themselves. I mean, I'm sure that if Martin Luther King was still alive, he'd probably thump him on the head and say, "How dare you?"
Oh yeah, they just exploit tragedy to make money. That's absolutely what they do. But along the way, they get to score so many victories so they can keep drumming up more support and more money because they can point to their successes. Look at this morning. Cancel culture came for Aunt Jemima this morning.
Yes, right. Well, I was surprised it took them that long.
Well, you know, they had upgraded it multiple times. It was no longer, you know, the minstrel-looking Aunt Jemima from the 1920s packaging.
Right.
She now wore, you know, a nice dress and pearls.
Yes.
But even that wasn't enough because the original Aunt Jemima was racist.
Yes.
But the one now, even though it's just, you know, a plain-looking image, that's no longer good enough because the original one from 1926 or what have you, that one looked racist. So almost 100 years later, even though they've updated and changed the picture, it's still not good enough.
Yeah.
And so look, that's a victory for the cancel culture grievance crowd. And they
they're running amok, we knocked
another win.
Exactly, and they got three white kids off of a cereal box, right? I mean, it's endless. They just keep on going after everything.
But look, if people don't stand up to it, it's going to keep perpetuating itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these companies that are kowtowing and virtue signaling to Black Lives Matter, I got to tell you, I don't know, you know, did anybody at PepsiCo, which owns Aunt Jemima, did anybody at Lego that is removing police Legos, like, did they actually look into the origins of Black Lives Matter? I highly doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, that's even worse.
Right.
If they did and they're supporting, you know, Marxist communists, in the United States to, you know, inflame racial tensions. There's no coincidence that every time Black Lives Matter rears its head and has its time in the sun, that racial strife in America gets worse.
Exactly.
They're not designed to bring unity.
No.
They're not designed to bring people of different cultural backgrounds together. They're designed to make everyone hate each other.
And they're getting
that result. It's bad. It's really bad.
And maybe the reason they're panicking, Justin, I want to think this, is because they see that they're losing grip. Even though it's crazy across the country, we had all the looting going on, but what's happening is you're having people of reason of all races come together. Yes, it's interesting to watch these people. I'm based out of Florida these days, and I was driving downtown, and here's all these young white kids holding up Black Lives Matter signs. And I go, do you even know what it is that you're holding up? That the very thing that your grandfather, your grandparents lived and died for, even your great-great-grandparents, the freedom of America, Black Lives Matter wants to totally abolish. I mean, it is just blatant ignorance that we can either thank, you know, family members who have not continued to teach liberty to their children, the school systems have failed them, and on, but, you know, I think that Black Lives Matter, in a sense, is panicking because they see that, you know, people are finally, they've had enough of this, of them coming into their cities and destroying businesses, and with each business, according to the statisticians, that it affects 100 jobs, and what they've done to some of these communities. Justin, it's going to be decades for them to recover.
Yeah, and look, what are they doing? You know, let's talk about history, right?
Mm-hmm.
What societies have erased their own histories throughout time? Well, communist society.
Mm-hmm.
What are Black Lives Matter and Antifa trying to do in America?
Right.
Erase history.
Toppling statues, all that. Exactly.
Erasing history so that they can rewrite it in their own image.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what totalitarians do. And so the American people, you know, I hope it's more and more and more every day. You're right, there is some pushback. I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot more, because one hallmark of the American people through the years has been a fierce streak of independence.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like to be told what to do and how to think and where to sit. And, you know, this was part of the civil rights movement. Right?
Exactly, exactly.
Like the real civil rights movement, that's what it was about.
Right.
And so this is, you know, these are not civil rights organizations that are out in the streets these days. They're
no, this is not Martin Luther King's peaceful protest organization to affect policy. This is to absolutely obliterate freedom and America as we know it. Justin, you challenged MasterCard regarding, you know, Black Lives Matter. Tell our audience what happened here.
Yeah, so myself and our Project 21 co-chair, Horace Cooper, who you've talked to many times in the past, we went to the virtual MasterCard shareholder meeting and submitted a question about the company's support for Black Lives Matter. You know, why do you continue to support this organization? Do you know the truth? And we gave them a little bit of the truth, okay?
Yes.
They had... The chairman of the board was on, the CEO was on, other top executives were on, all answering every other question that was submitted except for ours. They had zero answer when we put the truth about Black Lives Matter in front of them as to why they were supporting it. And interestingly enough, you know, this has only been a recent phenomenon of these companies really, really supporting Black Lives Matter. 2 weeks ago, I went to the Netflix virtual shareholder meeting, and I asked Reed Hastings, their CEO, one of the most liberal CEOs in America, why they, too, were supporting Black Lives Matter. Hmm. Interestingly enough, his response was the same as the MasterCard executives. He couldn't say anything.
Exactly.
So when you actually press these leaders and give them truth, they have nothing to say because they're hiding behind untruth.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? I got to tell you, Justin, I have been subscribing to the Wall Street Journal for many years. And I should say I used to. I don't subscribe any longer because they support Black Lives Matter.
It's hard to find a company that doesn't.
No.
Truly, truly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Wendy's can burn to the ground and then the next day support Black Lives Matter. Again, if these companies continue to kowtow to the demands of the radical demands are only going to get bigger, right?
Exactly, right. Look what's happening up in Seattle, case in point. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're not only supporting them, they're funding the beast that's going to come then and take another bite at them. So think about that. Think about that.
Well, this is pretty scary, and again, we're grateful to what Project 21 has been doing, you and Horace Cooper as always, in going to these meetings of corporate America and, you know, bringing to light what they're doing, you know, which is amazing. I mean, this is not being done in the back rooms, and they just can't get away with it any longer. But then, you know, it's like, okay, let's all be aware that you are supporting things that are antithetical to the American dream.
Yeah, we're going to keep holding their feet to the fire. Absolutely, we will.
Well, Justin Danhof has been with us. He is the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Stay in touch, Justin. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax